It's been really amazing. Like, I've got to be honest, when I first saw the pilot episode years ago, I fell in love with it straight away. I was like, this is really special. This is amazing. So in some ways, I'm not surprised it's done well, but I don't think anyone could have predicted just how huge it's blown up.
What is it like being a beloved character? Is this obviously you do film as well and you do stage shows, but what's it like being an animated character?
Look, it's just so lovely to be part of something that is so beautiful and that I like fully believe in. You don't always get those projects, so this is so such a beautiful thing to be part of. And I love being a cartoon character. It's like she's real famous, but there's like total anonymity because you're just a voice.
But how often are you asked to leave a voice message to wish someone a happy birthday?
Oh, mate, I get that all the time. I send voice messages all over the world for friends.
Oh wow, you
Thank you,
start
calling
charging.
favors.
It's like, is it, are you on
I see someone
Cameo
said that. They're like, it might be time.
or? Yeah,
But no, just for friends and little humans.
So when you go into the booth then, what do you just wear casual trackies? Or do you get dressed up
Oh,
and
it's
fully
very
animated?
casual in the booth. It's a couple of times during winter, it was borderlining on pajamas. It was like smart casual PJ look. But yeah, that's one of the fun things about voiceovers. And the team with Louis is so wonderful. It's such a fun group of people to work with. But you are solo, like in the booth. So you're not working with the other actors who play the characters in Louis.
So does someone just read the line back to you?
So someone will read for me the line before, and then I'll give them maybe five different options with my line, and then we'll go on from there. And then the director, who's either Joe Brum, who's the creator of the show, or another guy, Richard, will kind of tweak if they want.
I had a vision of you before you just explained it. You doing sort of a Seth MacFarlane style where he does about six different characters on Family Guy and you're just like doing the different voices to play the different parts in the lead up to Chili.
No, someone else is reading those, but it can get a bit like that. And you do look like a crazy person because for it to sound right, you have to act it out. So whatever Chili is doing in that episode, I am doing in the booth.
All right, so you're walking on the spot, just going like, hey, whatever.
Yeah, like when they're at the beach and they like lift Bingo and Bluey up for the waves, I'm doing that so that the sound is it sounds right.
Right, you're in the waves.
I'm in the waves.
I love it. I love it. That's brilliant.
Well, congratulations on another season signed for Bluey for entertaining not only kids but families right across Australia and right around the world. It is just so beautiful to see a show from Australia just be embraced by so many
Absolutely.
people, and you're a major contribution to that. So, Melanie, thank you so much for your time and congratulations.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you,
Cheers.
Melanie. You're an absolute